And welcome to The Rolling Wave with John Daly
and Kat Eggleston.
Oh, I almost forgot you were here. It's been so long.
so much for Jeff saving our marriage.
Yeah, right. Yes, we're here with our marriage counselor, Jeff Hoyt.
Yes. How does this all make you feel?
Get back to you on that.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Kat.
Yes.
It's good to be back, Jeff.
First show since your trip to Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to be here. I love Chicago, but I love being home, man.
We like having you home.
Although, you know, I got to say, if you feel hungry for, say, I don't know, Japanese food at 2:00 in the morning, you can't do anything here. You can do that in Chicago.
Yeah. Did you take advantage of such things?
No.
No.
But I could have.
It's just knowing that you could have.
Yes. Well, we're going to hit the radio airwaves here with some Illan piping from, so here I go again, guys. Bear with me. Chernin Odunnikin.
Down it climbs the mountain and looks out upon the sea, and sleeping time or waking, it's there I long to be, to walk again that kindly street, the place my life began, with the boys aboard Schroeder, pointed farther out. With cudgels stout, we roamed about to hunt the drolling. We searched for birds in every forest, from litter to dooney. We sang for joy beneath the sky. Life held no print or plan, and we boys of Born Schroger went hunting farther on. And when the hills were bleeding and the rifles they were aflame, to the rebel homes of Kerry the Saxon stranger came. But the boys who fought the axes to beat the blackened towns, they're the boys of Born Schroger, hunted farther out. And here's a toast to them tonight, the lads who laughed with me by the groves of Carra River, o'er the slopes of Beenatee. John Nolly and Matt Andy on the Sheehan's Con and Don are the boys of Born Schroger, who hunted farther on. But now they toil on foreign soil, where they have gone their way. Deep in the heart of London town, or over on Broadway, and I am left to sing their deeds, to praise them while I can. Those boys of Born Schroger, who hunted farther on. And when the wheel of life runs down and peace comes over me, oh, lay me down in that old town between the hills and sea. I'll take my sleep in those green fields, the place my life began, with the boys of Born Schroger, who hunted for the run. Thank you.
Wow, that was Lunasa. That was a set of reels called the Floating Crowbar, McGlinchey's, and the Almost Reel. And the Floating Crowbar is one of my favorite reels. I don't know. You know, sometimes people over there, they, you know, it's like if they're good with a tool, they're called the tool that they're good with. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that has to do with like a wandering laborer who's good with a crowbar.
Floating crowbars?
Yeah. Or okay. If it's a drink. It might be a drink. I don't know. And before
or a band.
Or a band.
Should be a band.
Then before that, we heard Neve Parsons with the Boys of Barna Shreed. Is that right,
Barna Shreda.
Barna Shreda. And we started things off with Chernan O'Donoghue. That was what was that? That was some reels. Yeah. Great Ilan Piper. So, Kat, tell us about this new project you're working on called The Wren.
Okay. Thank you for asking. It is, that's why we picked that song, The Boys of Barna Shreda, if I'm saying it right. But, so, yes, it's my play, a short play called The Wren, and we're doing it through Ghost Boat Theater at the Bruce Black Box at O-Space on the 28th, 29th, and 30th of August, 2026. She said, remembering that sometime in the future, people might also be listening to this. I keep forgetting that part. But it's I'm very proud of it. It does come from the whole idea of hunting the wren, the Irish tradition of hunting the wren, which is goes back in antiquity so far that we don't really know exactly how it started, but of the tradition of little boys going out on the 26th of December and
the
hunting.
The Feast of St. Stephen.
The Feast of St. Stephen, or Wren Day, and going out and hunting and killing a wren, a little bird, and bringing it from house to house, asking for money for the funeral, dressing up as the wren boys. And it's a fascinating thing, and it's a big deal. It's not done with a real bird anymore, so I'm told. But I, some time ago, started wondering what would happen if, I mean, the wren itself symbolizes something in the human psyche. It's some archetype that I couldn't really pinpoint because it, people look back on it, like in that song, look back on their childhood as a time of real innocence, but they're doing a brutal thing that's being celebrated. And so I wondered what would happen if the wren could speak for himself after being the center of attention for centuries. So I made him a person who's a shapeshifter who can speak for himself.
Who plays him?
Kevin Joyce.
I've always thought he should play a bird
at some point
in his career.
I have too. Remarkable how that works. It just seems perfect.
He is perfect.
He performed
the stage reading of the play at VCA, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
And it was excellent.
Well, it was weird for me too. And we did the staged reading because there was a moment when I think what he said happened was that he had a brief moment when he kind of forgot what he was supposed to do. And we all know what that's like if we're stage people at all. But there was that brief moment of panic, and then he just felt like something had just sort of taken over the story. And I could feel it standing next to him. I felt like there was really something else in the room helping the story be told. And anyway, I just hope people come to see it because I'm proud of Ghost Boat and I'm proud of this story because it was just transporting, asking that question and seeing what happened after that, you know? So
the dates again?
28th, 29th, and 30th of August at the O Space. So go to the O Space website to look at it. It's in the black box. It's immersive. It'll be a bar, and some people can sit right in the bar if they buy special seats. They'll be right in the middle of it, and we will have music, too. So Karen Dale and Holly Tuttle are playing sometimes with me and sometimes not.
And who are the Wren Boys?
Oh, the Wren Boys. You know what? I don't know Stephen's last name. But I don't know. I don't know him, but he's quite good.
For people who are listening from off island, this is how it works on the island.
Yes, it is.
This is. We know people by their first names. We don't often know their well, last names.
Andy James is one of them.
We kind of know where people live by saying, do you live over there? You know where the Jamesons used to live? Yeah, we're just down the hill by the Crawfords. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And those of us who grew up here will hear somebody say, yeah, I live over by 115th. And we'll say, I don't know where the hell that is. I don't know. Yeah. Is that the place where that big old dog used to fall asleep in the middle of the road? That kind of thing?
Yeah, we're right by the Mackey store. Which hasn't existed in 50 years. But.
It does in everyone's mind.
Yeah.
It certainly does in mine.
And since we're talking about projects, what about you, Jeff? You have some projects coming up.
Yeah, I'm going to stage at some point this fall a history show, kind of a comedy history show that I'm working with the Heritage Museum on. About 3 years ago, I did this thing called It's Vashon Isle that was basically a recreation of this speech that the editor of the Vashon paper did.
So fun.
In 1926, and this is the 100th year anniversary of that speech. So I'm going to do some comedy around that because it's so absurd what he was, what the things he was saying about Vashon 100 years ago on the radio to try to get people to move here. And so there will be a nod to that, and then there will be a deep dive into the 50s, 60s, and 70s, seminal decades on the island. And basically, I'm making crap up, you know. I'm just looking at pictures and headlines and coming up with my own stories, and it's a comedy show. And then I'm going to also put us through a little thought experiment, which is, what if Vashon did build a bridge back in the late 50s when we came really, really close? And we will imagine what that would be like, what Vashon would be like had we done that. So
yeah.
No venue yet. Still working with Heritage Museum on when it's going to happen and where. But it's almost all written.
Yeah.
It's just about ready.
So. For those who don't know, Jeff is one of the funniest people on the planet. He's really got a great sense of humor.
And he married well in that category because his wife Cindy is
Cindy's
the funniest
even funnier.
People I know.
Impossible, but it's true.
It is.
Well, and also speaking of events, we just heard Lunasa, the absolute earthquake of an Irish band, and they're going to be at VCA on March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Ah.
And so now we're going to hear some Julie Fowlis. This is a Scottish Gaelic song called Hook Er Avane Mor Vor. Hook Er Avane Vor. There, I think I got it pretty close. And she's going to be at VCA, which stands for the Vashon Center for the Arts, on February 3rd. So get your tickets now. And here we go. Bana cevek dol bana na boğum ya tata yürü dışı sparş parş yine baban Bana cevek dol bana na boğum ya tata yürü dışı sparş parş yine baban Hu kedi bana hiç gök günü var ısır gülü etene gelip bana çılık hani elek dünyara Hu kedi bana hiç gök günü var ısır gülü etene gelip bana çılık hani elek dünyara Bana cevek dol bana na boğum ya tata yürü dışı sparş parş yine baban Bana cevek dol bana na boğum ya tata yürü dışı sparş parş yine baban Hu kedi bana hiç gök günü var ısır gülü Bana cevek dol, bana na boğum ya tata Yürü dışı spark parçın o baba Bana cevek dol, bana na boğum ya tata Yürü dışı spark parçın o baba Daha bir günler her ikisi sefali Daha bir günler her ikisi gene
go.
Somewhere all alone, I have a fond story to tell you that was told by the light of the moon. I wish I had someone to love. I had someone to love.
Glasgow sky and the summer light shimmers in your eye. I'll write my number in the palm of your hand. Now honey, hold on tight. Tonight, it's you and I. Who cares about tomorrow? We're living for the night. So let's fly.
Well, that was Scary Vore.
Wow.
Very scary. They're coming to VCA in October.
Who isn't?
Yeah, really.
Starting to wonder. They're doing such a great job over there. Just wonderful.
Scary Vore is gigantic in Europe. They're not really, I mean, they are considered Celtic. They're from the Outer Isles. They're from the Outer Hebrides. But they're gigantic in Europe. They're just a big rock band. They're considered a rock band, but they have pipes and they have accordions and a lot of the Celtic instruments.
When are they coming to VCA?
It's in October. I think it's October 10th.
Okay.
But I'll have to look that up.
I've already spent several dollars on tickets just in the course of doing this show today.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll keep reminding people that all of these great acts are coming because we want to encourage VCA to keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's great stuff.
Oh, it's just wonderful. One of our favorites.
The name of that song was Fly. And then in the middle of there, we had from the David Munley Band, we had a song called Someone to Love Me, which is an old vaudeville song from about the 1920s. David and his band, they often do a lot of sort of reclamation of these old songs and tunes from vaudeville.
Yeah, the 20s in America. That's just one of his biggest.
People don't know this, but that was like a gigantic, there was a gigantic interest in Irish music in the United States at that time. And even before that, there was like this kind of phenomenon called the minstrelsy, the minstrel musicians about the time of the Civil War, which was also
heavily influenced.
It was a lot of things, but it was very much influenced by Irish music. And then we started that set off with Julie Fowlis, Huca Van Evor, and she's also going to be at VCA. So if you saw the movie Brave, you've heard her voice.
She's amazing.
There was some sort of, there was something else I wanted to ask you about. This was supposed to be a part of a lead-in, but I can't think of it now. So
it's okay.
We're just going to go on now. We're going to play some music from Caitlin Warbelow, who's from Alaska, but she's an awesome fiddler.
And she's not coming to VCA?
No, she's played on the island. Okay. She's played on the island. She's friends with John Whelan, and who is, you know, we all need to send good thoughts to John because he's going in for some medical tests, and we hope everything goes well for him. But,
One of our local treasures. We can claim him now. He's world famous, but we can claim him as a local treasure on Vashon.
Absolutely. So without further ado, here's Caitlin Warbelow.
Thank you.
As a soldier they carried me home. Then I walked to the factory. They gave me the dose, so I read till my head spin, to know of this world that I share with a pretty young girl. I came across the water from County Tyrone, and I took my first steps at the century's turn. I walked as a schoolboy, no shoes to my name, learning my pleasure and poverty's pride, my shame. I walked as a soldier, they carried me home, my chest with a bullet and a wallet now torn. Every snapshot was pierced, faces young and serene, just the friends of a soldier in 1917. It's the shoes of a man telling life the way words never can. Blessing she bore, and we taught them the riches of even the poor. Yes, I walked with the unions to ring in some change that our labor be bound, and ours a fair wage. And I walked with my ballot to vote out the means, and I stood with the people on Glasgow. It's the shoes of a man telling a life the way words never can. It's the shoes. Sometimes faulty, belabored and slow, but I still tell my stories, songs and my dreams to those with the patience for old memories. It's the shoes of a man tell a life the way words never can.
And that was the Victoria Police Pipe Band from Australia. It's off their 30-year-old CD called Master Blasters. And the name of that track is called Up and Atom. Aged pretty well over the years. And before that, we heard Maria Dunn, Shoes of a Man. And we started things off with Caitlin Warbelow from Alaska. And Kat and I are going to be at the Coop tomorrow night, which by the time you hear this, it will have already happened. But Kat's going to sing Shoes of a Man, and I'm going to...
You were at the Coop last week, let's say.
Yeah, we were at the Coop.
And it went great. I mean, I love the way that they have a theme every month. It's, Steve comes up with a theme, and this time it was Things You Wear. And that was the song that occurred to me. I've always loved that song. Maria Dunn is a Canadian songwriter. She's just wonderful. I love that one.
Are most of her songs about clothing?
All of them are, Jeff.
Niche.
No. She's found her niche, indeed. It could happen. But no.
Do you remember the band in Seattle, might be before your time, called Red Dress?
No.
It was a cool band.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going to wrap the show up here, and we're going to play a little bit of music for you as we head out. The next piece is it's not really Celtic, which is fine. The person who's playing the ancient Greek, it was kind of a precursor to the bagpipe. The bag was the mouth. The way you store the air to keep the pipes going is you do circular breathing. And this fellow's name is Callum Armstrong.
Wait a second. Explain circular breathing.
Okay, circular breathing. A lot of saxophone players do it.
Mm-hmm.
You shut the air off in the back of your throat,
mm-hmm.
and you fill your mouth with air. And then you squeeze the air out as you take a breath.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So that was kind of my theory, and I'm not the only one who think that the origin of bagpipes was that they had these reed instruments, and they would play them by circular breathing,
mm-hmm.
which Callum does in this. And this, he and his partner here in the Lyre Alice, it's the Echo Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing with a lyre player. And this is from the soundtrack to The Odyssey. That was just...
Oh.
And if you'd seen the movie, you'll note that there isn't much music in it. It's mostly just kind of like sound.
It's more very atonal.
Yeah, very mm-hmm. atonal. But when Penelope is shown,
mm-hmm.
they use the aulos, which is the reed instrument. It's uh-huh. two pipes in your mouth at the same time. And you play it, you can play a melody on both pipe. So you can play harmonies with yourself.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh, okay.
And I have a hard enough time walking down the street. I can't.
You play the bagpipes.
That's right.
Don't sell yourself short. And I think you also chew gum.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
I think we should probably say that one of the reasons for doing the circular breathing is so you can get that continual tone without a breath, right? I mean, that's the whole...
Oh, yeah. That's the whole point.
Without an audible breath, and it's just... We just haven't said that, in fact, but without any sound effects, without any... Anything.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you know, you use circular breathing for playing a didgeridoo, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
And somebody had the bright idea, why don't we make a bag and plug the reeds into it,
mm-hmm.
and a blowpipe, so we don't have to do circular breathing, and then hence the bagpipe. That's my theory, anyway.
Okay.
But anyway, I wanted to include this because Callum is actually a very fantastic piper in the Scottish tradition, and I thought this would be kind of interesting for people. So, without further ado, this is the Echo Ensemble, and the name of the tune that they're going to play is called Orestes' Torment. Thank you.
Yeah.